Kellogg, the greatest name in cereals, presents
Wild Bill Hickok!
Hi, you folks, hold on to your hats and gallop along with Guy Madison as Wild Bill Hickok and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you from that famous talking cereal, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Snap, crackle, pop.
Today, Kellogg's Rice Krispies, the world's only talking cereal, brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story, Bullets from Nowhere. A missing word. Ready? Here's the first one. Tom, Dick, and Harry, that's right. And here's another. Red, white, and sure, blue's the answer. Now the last one. Snap, crackle, and ha-ha, who could miss that one? Snap, crackle, and pop, everybody's favorite sound at breakfast. That's what Rice Krispies say when you pour on milk or cream to let you know how crisp they are. Rice Krispies, the only talking cereal in the whole wide world. United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and his big deputy Jingles carried on their fight for law and order in the Old West so strongly, many enemies among the bad men of their time. These men held their grudges, and it was one of them who almost ended the career of the famous marshal with Bullets from Nowhere.
Well, well, well. Here comes Marshal Wild Bill Hickok now. Morning, Bill.
Morning, Jingle. You climbed into your rocking chair pretty early today, didn't you?
Well, I got to work early. Got the office all cleaned up, brought in the mail. Now I can just sit here on the porch and enjoy the sunshine till you make up your mind what kind of trouble we're going to get into today.
There isn't any trouble that I know of, pardon. Unless something turns up in the mail.
Oh, something will turn up somewhere. You know doggone good and well, we're never going to get lucky enough to just sit around and take it easy for a whole day.
You never can tell. We might. And even if we get into trouble later, it's a mighty nice day.
Well, maybe it is to you, but it ain't a nice day to me till you open that mail and see whether we're going to be riding the trail and dodging lead before sundown.
Jingles, why do you always expect the worst?
Because that's what I always get.
Well, no matter what happens later, it's a nice day now, isn't it? Admit it's a nice day.
No, you'll make me say it before you get through anyway. All right, it is a nice day.
Jingles.
Still, I'm shot. Where's that dirty bushwhacker?
I'll find him. Here, let me see how badly you're hurt first.
It's not bad. Creased the back of my shoulder and knocked me out of my rocking chair. Look for that trigger-happy polecat, Bill.
I'm looking, Jingles. If he shoots again, I'll see the smoke and I'll be ready for him.
Fine thing. I was just sitting here saying it was a nice day and bully, flat on my back.
Things are getting rough when they shoot a man for saying it's a nice day.
Well, I'll never say it again, Bill. Not as long as I live. Help me up, will you?
We'd better both stay down to let Drag Vulture show himself until we're sure he's gone.
Well, if the best he could do was to crease a target my size sitting on the front porch in a rocking chair, he ain't a good enough shot to worry about.
He might be luckier next time.
There he is. I'll get him.
Hold it, Jingles. Hold it. You'll never hit him with a six gun.
I know it. He's four blocks down the street and jumping for the saddle, and we don't even have our horses.
We couldn't catch him anyhow. But we'll have to find out who he is before he tries again.
You think he will?
He went to the trouble of lugging a rifle into town just to try to pick us off. Yeah, I think he'll try it again.
Bill, fix up this shoulder of mine for me, will you? And then I think I'll start on my vacation.
No, you won't. We got ourselves a sidewinder to catch, and we're starting after him right now.
I hate yellow back bushwhackers that ain't got nerve enough to face up to you.
I do too, Jingle.
Who do you suppose it was, Bill?
No way of telling. I can name about 50 men that we've sent to prison or arrested at one time or another who'd like to see us both dead.
Well, how do we find out who did it?
Start asking questions. Newspaper editors usually know what's going on and who's in town. So we'll start with Randy Blaine.
Good idea. Maybe old Randy has already got the story for this week's edition of the Porcupine Valley Bugle.
I hope so, but I doubt it. Well, here we are.
What's he doing printing papers today? The Bugle don't come out till Saturday.
I don't know. Hiya, Randy. How's the newspaper business?
Yeah, well, now, sometimes it's pretty good, and then, Wild Bill, Jingles, you're dead.
Dead the heck we are.
We haven't heard about it, Randy.
Must have happened real recently.
Yeah, but don't it, the paper, the story, wait till I show off this dead flame fresh.
That's better. When we first walked in, that thing was making so much noise that I could have sworn you said we was dead.
I did say you was dead.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Now, looky here. Bill and me ain't never been killed yet, neither one of us. Not even once.
Yeah, but the paper, I'm getting out an extra. You look at the headlines. Marshal Wild Bill Hickok, Deputy Jingles, Assassin's Bullet, Big Loss to Community, Shot from Ambush, Big Edition, Big Story, Big Extra.
Take it easy, Randy. Take it easy. I hate to ruin a good story for you, but we're not going to drop dead just so your headlines will be true.
You put the story under the door, all about it, all written up over there on the floor under the door this morning.
Oh, now stop sputtering, you old typesetter. You're not making sense.
The first thing I want to know is where you got this story.
Yeah, well, I'm telling you. It was stuck under the door this morning when I opened up. All about you two being shot dead in cold blood by a mysterious assassin who rode away into the night before anybody saw him.
Bill, somebody's been reading too many Wild West stories.
I don't think so, Jingles. Somebody knew what was going to happen and wrote that story before we got shot at this morning.
You did get shot at then.
Yes, we did, and I lost a little hide, but don't get so excited about it. We didn't get killed. So you still can't put out that extra.
Yeah, that's too bad.
What you mean, Randy. Now, let me see that story that was stuck under the door.
Yeah, well, sure, Bill. It's right here.
Let me see, Bill. Hey, that awful good handwriting.
Get out, everybody!
Bill? Jenkins? You dead yet?
Randy, get away from that printing press! Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles are still alive!
Have you ever put your ear right on a rail, Charlie, and knew a train was on the track long before you could even see it?
Well, now, I can't say that I have, Slim. How far off can you hear one coming?
Oh, you can hear them rumbling down the tracks miles off. Of course, when you hear that rumbling noise getting louder, you know that's a signal to get your ear off the track pronto.
Yeah, man. Well, now, partners, when you hear this signal, snap, crackle, pop, you know there's some mighty good eating heading your way.
That's right, Charlie, especially when you put your favorite fruit or berries, canned, fresh, or frozen, over those little puffs of rice. Wranglers, why don't you pour some milk or cream over a big bowl full of Kellogg's Rice Krispies tomorrow at sunup? See if they don't talk your language. You know that snap, crackle, pop talk of theirs lets you know how crisp they are.
And spoonful after spoonful, right down to where you see the bottom of your cereal bowl showing through, Rice Krispies stay crisp, just the way you like them.
So why not take a peek in your chuck wagon cupboard as soon as the show's over? See if you got enough Rice Krispies on hand for breakfast tomorrow. You never know when someone might have gobbled up the last delicious bowl of Kellogg's Rice Krispies before you. Ask Mom for Rice Krispies, the only talking cereal in the whole wide world.
Before their day was well started, Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles had been fired at 3 times by a mysterious sniper. The last time was at the newspaper office where Bill was about to read a story of his death, which had been written before it happened.
Bill, if I can spot that rifle-toting snake, I'll pour so much lead at him he'll think there's an eclipse of the sun.
You won't spot him, Jingles. There's a puff of smoke just drifting away from the hotel window. I'll bet our man's already heading for the back door on his horse.
Yeah, he sure stays out of range, don't he?
He's afraid of our six guns if he gets too close. But as long as he's working at rifle range, he's liable to go on missing us.
Yeah, he ain't missing us by much, and I'm getting tired of it. I'm going over to that hotel and find out who's got that upstairs corner room.
Good idea. Randy, I want to take this story along with me.
Yeah, sure, sure, Bill. I can't print that extra now, but do me a favor, will you?
Sure, Randy. What is it?
Well, if this trigger-happy gent should happen to kill you, let me know right away, will you?
No, where is that feather-headed clerk anyhow?
Here he comes.
Egbert, you chatterhead! Where you been all the time? I've been ringing your bell.
For the 10 seconds you've been ringing the bell, I've been wiping the coffee off my chin that I spilled all over it when you come busting in the front door like a wounded moose. Does that answer your question?
Oh, yeah, I guess so. Now we got some more questions to ask you.
We're trailing a gent that's been trying to shoot us all morning, Egbert. The last time he tried it was from the front corner room of your hotel upstairs.
Who's got that room?
Nobody.
Nobody? I suppose you're going to say nobody was shooting at us.
Ain't saying nothing about no shooting. Upstairs corner room is vacant.
You got any strangers registered in the hotel?
Couple of them. Kurt Hackleberry from Dodge City. Ain't exactly a stranger, though. He's a drummer, comes through here a couple of times a year selling yard goods and ribbon, scissors and notions, things like that.
I got a notion to bust you right in the snoot. We're in a cast iron hurry, and you go blabbing about scissors and ribbon.
Take it easy, Jingle.
But Bill,
never mind.
No.
Anybody else, Egbert?
Yep. Feller named Snar, J. Wilbur Snar, with the 2 R's, that is.
That's our man, Bill. I know it. Anybody named J. Wilbur Snar is guilty without a trial.
Not so fast, partner. We don't know anything about this man.
Name's right here in the register. From Peoria, it says.
Let's see that handwriting a minute.
Yeah, let's see it. I'll bet it just matches the fancy writing on that story that was slipped under the door of the newspaper office.
You're wrong there, Jingles. It isn't anything like it at all.
I don't know what you're all talking about, but if you want to talk to this fella Snar, he's sitting right there in the dining room finishing his breakfast. You can see him from here.
Where? No. Yeah.
How long's he been there?
Oh, about half hour, I'd say.
That lets him out, Jingles.
Yeah, I guess so. Too bad, too. I sure would like to arrest somebody with a name like J. Wilbur Snar.
Get down, Jingles!
Get down, nothing! I'm mad! I'm going after that bushwhacker, and when I catch him, I'll shove that rifle barrel so far down his throat, he can pull the trigger with his nose!
All right, partner, I'd just as soon catch up to him myself before he shoots out every window in town trying to hit us.
Don't see a thing, Bill. Not even a puff of smoke this time.
He's a slick one, Jingles. Rides a horse, shoots a rifle right in town anytime he feels like it, and nobody even sees him except us.
Well, let's find the tracks of his horse and cold trail him till we catch up with him.
That won't work. 50 different horses have been up and down Main Street this morning. You'd never follow his trail.
What are we going to do, Bill?
We're going to make things tough for him.
Nah, I'm in favor of that, but how?
Well, he must be following us all over town.
Well, that figures. Every place we go, he takes another shot at us.
And he stays out of range. When we were up at the newspaper, he was down here at the hotel. When we came to the hotel, he went to the other end of the street.
I'm with you so far, Bill. With you every step of the way. Now what?
We split up. I'll go back to the paper. You stay at the hotel. Whichever one draws the next shot, the other one will be close enough to go to work with a 6-gun.
Now there's a real plan. You're a setting target at the newspaper office, and I'm the decoy at the hotel.
That's right.
Then whichever one of us gets shot dead by the dry gulcher, the other one runs out in the street and shoots it out with him.
That's the plan. Only be careful and don't get killed.
Be careful, he says. Bill, that's a real good plan. That is a Jim Dandy. It's just a Peaky Rainy plan. A good one. Only I got another name for it.
Yeah, what's that?
Suicide.
Yeah, Bill, would you mind moving a few feet to your left?
Not at all, Randy. But I still want to be close to the window in case that gent wants a shot at me.
Yeah, well, you can stay close to the window, but I got to stay here at the composing stone and get the paper made up. And where you're standing now, I'm in the line of fire.
All right, if bullets make you nervous, I'll move over.
Bill Hickok, you don't beat all. I wonder if the citizens in our town know how often you and Jingles put your neck out for them, just like you're doing now. I think I'll write me an editorial about you lawmen.
It's all part of the job, Randy. We don't like it, but it's better than letting killers run loose till they hurt somebody else.
Haven't you got any idea who's after you, Bill?
Somebody with a big grudge against us for doing our duty sometime, I guess. No telling who it is.
You wasn't there any clue in that handwritten story I found this morning?
I haven't had a chance to read it all yet, but there might be a that.
Well, how do you mean?
All that fancy handwriting, for one thing. Jingles and I have sent a few men to prison for forgery. Most of them write a pretty fair hand.
Well, you might have something there. I was reading a story about forgery just the other day.
Then there's the fact that this killer left a story with the newspaper. He wants everybody to know about it. Not many men would do that.
Yeah, what the heck was I reading? Yeah, let me look through my files a minute.
If we knew who was after us, it'd sure help out a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, well, here it is. Last Thursday's paper.
Here what is?
Yeah, what's the story? Fingers Wilson, infamous forger, he completes his prison term. Yeah, it's all about it here. He called in reporters and insisted on having his picture taken coming out of prison.
Let me see that a minute. Yeah, I remember him. Jingles and I caught him just before he got across the border to Mexico.
Well, I knew I'd seen somewhere in the paper about it.
Good work, Randy. Fingers has a good reason for killing us, too. Now we got to find him before he does.
Edward, come on over here and talk to me. This waiting for a bullet is getting on my nerves.
Nothing doing, Jingles. You're hotter than an iron stove full of pine nuts. And until you and Bill catch that bushwhacker, I'm staying out of the line of fire.
Oh, don't you worry. We'll catch him. Bill's at one end of the street and I'm at the other. We got our horses saddled and ready to go. Next time a rival bullet comes whizzing down Main Street, we'll pin that buzzard down for good.
Hey, there he is.
He's right out here and shooting at Bill. I'll get him this time. Open the door for me, Egbert.
It's open. Look out.
You ever page through a wish book, Charlie?
A wish book, Slim? What's that?
Oh, it's a mail order catalog. I reckon half the cowpokes I know got the bigger share of their learning out of them. You'd see them in their bunks at night, looking and a-wishing and a-looking some more. You could learn about most everything from them wish books, Charlie.
Even about Kellogg's Rice Krispies?
Well, no. Like we've been telling our saddle buddies, you just gotta try those crispy rice puffs to know how good they are. Why, the prettiest picture of them and all the words there are wouldn't tell you half as fast as your first spoonful just how good tasting Rice Krispies are.
And even before your first spoonful, you know what a treat you're in for. Soon as you pour on the milk or cream, those toasted little morsels of rice speak right up and tell you how crisp they are. You know their three little words, snap, crackle, pop. That's why we say that Kellogg's Rice Krispies is the only talking cereal in the whole wide world.
So why not ask your mom if she's got the makings of your favorite breakfast right handy for breakfast tomorrow? That's Rice Krispies and your favorite fruit.
Mm-mm.
Aren't you getting a little anxious for breakfast to roll around already? Boy, I sure am.
So tomorrow, Wranglers, start your day the happy way. Listening to the snap, crackle, pop song in your cereal bowl. Try them, Kellogg's Rice Krispies.
When the mysterious sniper fired down Main Street at Wild Bill Hickok, Jingles was ready for him and dashed to the door of the hotel. He was ready to start shooting, but an innocent bystander stepped out of the hotel dining room and Jingles crashed into him.
Oh, what hit me?
Nothing hit you. You tripped over J. Wilbur Snar, you big ox.
Where is he? I want to ask him a few questions.
Well, you're sitting on him.
Oh.
And he ain't going to have any answers for quite a spell. Wouldn't be surprised if he's got a slight concussion.
Well, take care of him, Egbert. I got to get that snake that took a shot at Bill. Now, where is he? Oh, there he goes, heading for the hills with his horse and a lather. Joker, come here, you. We're going to catch that weasel. That must be Bill shooting. Yeah, there he goes on Buckshot. Get around, Joker, and jump. Move out, Joker. We've been shot at all morning. Now we want a chance to shoot back. Bill, I'm sorry I fouled up the plan, but I tripped over J. Wilbur's snar.
That's all right, partner. We're on the trail now. We'll have him before long.
I still don't know who that Jasper is.
I've got a hunch it's Fingers Wilson. Remember, we sent him up for forgery.
Oh, yeah, I remember. A real nasty rat. Always wanted to talk to the reporters. Thought he was a great guy.
That's the one.
Wait till we catch him. He'll have a story for the papers this time. All about how I wrapped a rifle barrel around his neck and tied it in a bow knot.
Whoa, Jingle.
Whoa, Jasper. Whoa, Joker. Whoa. That blame it, he's waiting for us.
He's behind those big rocks.
Pour it on him.
Hey, he pulled in his head in a hurry, didn't he, Bill?
Yeah. We got him holed up. Now we got to dig him out. Leave the horses here.
You mean we're going to walk into those rocks after him?
You can crawl if you want to, partner.
Well, if he starts throwing lead again, that's what I might be doing, too.
Spread out a little so we can only get one of us.
Bill, stop saying that. All day long, we've been waiting to see which one of us is going to get picked off. Get your head back down in them rocks, you weasel.
Nice shooting, partner.
Not nice enough. Wish I could shoot around corners with this hog leg.
Well, here's where we split up, Jingles. You go around the rocks that way, and I'll take this side.
Same old stunt. Whichever one of us gets shot, the other one jumps the buzzard that did the shooting.
Unless we're quick enough to get him before he gets either one of us.
There you go, looking on the bright side again, Bill.
Never mind. Now get moving and keep under cover.
I'll keep under cover so far they'll think I'm a groundhog. Oh, how do I get into these things? Sneaking up on bushwhackers. Every time I go around a rock, I'm liable to find the gun barrel staring me right in the face. What a business.
Retire, big boy.
Bill, get him!
I got him, Jingles. Hurry up.
I'm coming, Bill. Hold on.
Still got his six guns. Take it away from him.
Give me that gun right now. You've done enough shooting for the rest of your life.
Oh, you're breaking my arm.
Drop it. Drop it, I said.
All right, all right.
All right, now sit down.
Sit down, nothing.
Look out for him, Bill.
I'll kill you with my fist.
You will not. I've had about enough out of you.
Well, well, well. He can't fight any better than he can shoot, Bill.
He can't do anything right, Jingles. He never did an honest day's work in his life. He went bad again as soon as he was out of prison. And he tried to settle a grudge by shooting us in the back.
And he's a bum shot and he can't fight either.
Get up, Fingers. You're going back to prison for attempted murder.
Yeah, and if you want to write up a little story for the newspapers, I'll see that all the reporters that were there to watch you come out will be there again to watch you go back in.
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison, and Andy Devine.
Andy and I'll be with you again on Monday, folks. So, in the meantime, have a good weekend.
And our stories and action-packed adventure about two gun-toting old characters, we call it the Sunnyside Scrap.
So long, kid.
See you Monday.
Say, what day is today? Today's Tuesday. Why, yes, every day is Tuesday. If you have Kellogg's Variety Pack on the breakfast table, you get to choose your favorite cereal any day when you have Kellogg's Variety Pack. You can choose Kellogg's Corn Flakes, Rice Krispies, Sugar Frosted Flakes, and many others with Kellogg's Convenient Variety Pack. In fact, you get 10 generous servings, each individually fresh packed to you. What day is it? Why, just remember, it's always Tuesday with Kellogg's Variety Pack. Choose it when you shop today. Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Clayton Post and Jess Kirkpatrick. Our story was written and directed by Paul Pierce, music by Dick Oram. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Now, this is Charlie Lyon, speaking for Kellogg, the greatest name in cereals, reminding you to listen again on Monday, same time, same station, for another adventure of
Wild Bill Hickok!
Oh.